Gaslighter is the word of the year, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And yesterday we were trying to put it into words, and it was really hard to do. You know when it's happening to you. Often you can witness it and go, hey, they're gaslighting that person. But we're turning to you, Joey. Joey Ackerman is a psychotherapist specializing in cognitive behavioral and psychodynamically oriented therapy. So how do you describe gaslighting?
Hi. Well, I would describe it as someone who's consciously trying to control and manipulate another person. And it's usually done in a relationship where someone has more power over the other person, where they're able to do this.
And we've seen it with politicians. Some people are saying they see it when they visit the doctor, you know, because the doctor's got that white coat on and you trust everything they say. Mm-hmm. But the origins are from an abusive relationship. And I was reading something that featured you and how when you were, I don't know, just starting your profession, someone told you to go watch this movie. And that's what a lot of people suggested we do yesterday.
Yes. So I originally had kind of used it in a very casually way. And my supervisor at the time was like, I think you're using that term incorrectly. So he highly suggested that I go out and I watch the movie from 1944. It's called Gaslight with Ingrid Bergman and Angela Lansbury, where Ingrid Bergman's husband is kind of turning off all the gas lights, dimming the lights, and making her feel like she's losing her mind. And it was like this very, like, purposeful attempt to make her feel crazy and mistrust herself, which is a little bit different than sometimes how we're using the word in a more modern day society.
Well, I'm glad you brought up that you used it incorrectly early on, because one of the reasons I don't like the word is I think everybody who uses it has their own meaning for it. So how often when you hear it used, whether it's on Twitter or in public discourse, is it, in your view, used incorrectly?
Well, I think that's really interesting, because I tend to think it is often used incorrectly, but then I think maybe the definition has really shifted over time. And so, like, maybe it's more about acceptance into that it is morphed really into a different thing. Because, like, if I'm taking it so literally, like, from the movie, I'm like, oh, everyone's using it incorrectly. They're using it when people disagree with one another. They're using it so casually. But then I do think it is the way people are kind of commenting on manipulative behavior these days.
Right, but it loses any meaning if it means everything, right? I mean,
yeah, because I think it is important to recognize, like, true gaslighting is like a pervasive attempt to really manipulate someone, and it is a pervasive mistrust in yourself that is developed. And so if someone is just, like, disagreeing with your politics, I don't think that's technically trying to gaslight you, unless they're having, like, this long game of making you feel really manipulated.
And so how does it become the word of the year then? You know, I mean, is it that much more prevalent? I mean, are people doing it more? This movie was from 1944 when they first identified it. Here we are in 2022. Gaslighter's the word of the year.
I know. I think people love maybe using the term. It's like, don't gaslight me. Sounds like really kind of like interesting. I also know, I think Angela Lansbury may have passed away this year. Maybe that kind of created the uptick of people Googling the word. Politics, I think, has really increased the use of that word. Medical gaslighting is also is talked about a lot more frequently.
I saw something that said it forces you to apologize. So even if you feel betrayed in certain situations, gaslighters will change the narrative to blame you. So you end up apologizing. And that does happen in relationships where there's a power dynamic that is out of balance.
Right. Because when you have been like truly gaslit, like, you don't really trust your perception anymore of what is real. And so you will kind of apologize because you don't trust your reality anymore. And you're kind of leaning into the other person to tell you how you're doing.
Opponents of President Trump, and we can leave the judgment as to whether or not it's true aside, but opponents say that he gaslit his supporters by creating this alternative reality that they began to believe in. Would that be a correct use of the word gaslight?
Well, I think that's so complicated because, I mean, it leaves the individual out. Like, does the individual, like, not trust their own? I mean, if there's misinformation, that's a whole entirely different story. But, like, they're saying he created this reality. And if they believe that that was real, then are they really being gaslit?
Yeah, see, we don't know.
Like, I don't think they're losing their self-esteem.
Right.
I think there's more to, like we're saying, like, that traditional word, which is, like, it's, like, a pervasive, like, I don't trust myself at all. I think that's, like, a very limited scope of what happens with a person. So I don't really know. I think people ask me that question a lot.
Well, you know, and you, if put it that way, you could actually say that when it comes to voters, that he empowered them, that he gave them self-confidence. He didn't take their self-confidence away at all. No?
Yes, I do think that's correct. Yeah, yeah, I think that's a good statement to make. Yes.
And Joey Ackerman is a psychotherapist. We're talking about the word of the year, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and that is gaslighter, gaslighting, gaslit. You said that you start doubting yourself. And one of the things I read where you were quoted, and you kind of start questioning what's real and whether you're overreacting or you misunderstood a certain situation. That makes you feel crazy and out of sorts. And that is the true case when it comes to gaslighting, right?
Yes. And that's why, from a clinical perspective, I really feel like I can mostly talk about it. Like, it happens in, like, more personal relationships. Like, even, you know, medical gaslighting, you have a personal relationship with your doctor. So if they're saying, like, oh, I don't think any of that could be happening, that doesn't sound right, it can really make you feel like, oh, I don't know what I'm saying, I'm losing it.
Well, and I think that happened a lot with long COVID, because they didn't have any evidence there was such a thing as long COVID. And they're like, oh, that might be a little in your head. And now they realize there really is something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're such a good listener. I mean, this is why you're a psychotherapist.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I just think that if someone feels like, oh, am I making this up? Like, that's the evidence that you're being gaslit, like really not trusting your own reality.
Well, I appreciate your input, because if anybody knows about it, it seems to be you. So thank you. And tell us how we put a stop to it. If somebody is gaslighting us, what do we do to stop it?
Right. Well, I think if you can identify that pattern is happening in your life, the first thing to do is try to, like, you're at risk of becoming more isolated and, like, leaning into this person. So you have to kind of reach out to friends and family, see if they can kind of hold your reality accountable. And then also, you know, some people will journal, like, here's facts of, like, what happened and how I felt, so that they can kind of revisit, like, I know this was my reality. And then you can also always reach out to a professional.
Joey, you seem so much smarter than me, and I will believe anything you say, and now I fear that maybe you've been gaslighting me.
I don't know.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. John Hansen is next with Your Money Matters, and he's got experts that say it is a good time to buy a house. It is, and they're not gaslighting you either. That's after Lauren's newscast from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.